The way this works, I understand, is there is a $25 annual fee for the card.
Yes, and that fee actually covers the administrative cost of the state actually operating the program.
Now, this for senior citizens and for people with disabilities, this will be for discounts on any prescribed medication.
On any prescribed medication. We have had two persons working out of the governor's office that have been basically negotiating drug discounts with all of the major pharmaceutical companies, and there's no paperwork involved, and they've essentially negotiated discounts on most prescription drugs.
What discount levels are we looking at right now?
I think that we're trying to be on the conservative side, and we're sort of pegging our discount level at somewhere in the neighborhood of 20%.
So you think an average of 20%?
An average of 20%. Some drugs, obviously, depending on the drug itself, may be a little bit less than 20, and some will be more than 20.
How many participating pharmacies have you been able to line up?
I can tell you that there will probably be over 2,000 pharmacies, and all of the major pharmacy companies like Walgreens and CVS will be participating.
There's going to be a federal program coming up, I understand, later this year.
Yes.
Which one's better, the state or the federal?
We know very little about the federal program at this point. The president signed that particular legislation, I believe it was late December. I can say that most people don't have enough detailed information to really make a judgment as to which one would be better. The state legislature has been working on this program for about 2.5 years, and they've just decided to go full steam ahead, and I think our governor is interested in doing anything that he can to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. So we just see this as another program that has the potential to reduce the cost of drugs for older persons.
The cost to the state of this program, is this pretty much paid for by the fee?
In fact, the legislation is written in such a way that it must be paid for by the fee. So it will be revenue neutral, and the $25 will be based to offset the printing of the cost and the contractual telephone lines operated by SaveRx, et cetera.
Do you expect what you have now is what's going to be set in the future, or do you think these things can change, either get better or get worse?
That they can change. I would say this. We will need to see exactly how these programs will be impacted by the new Medicare legislation. And I'm sure that our legislature and the governor would want to be as responsive as we possibly could. So if changes are warranted, though, my guess is that we will try to make those changes.